What was she doing with your two children?
I was going through a personal issue with alcohol.
Preoccupied parents hand off their kids.
I was in no condition to take care of my children.
Where were you?
I was in jail.
And a neighbor pays for her good deed.
I gave her money several times, ma'am.
And how much did you spend on food?
$300-$400.
Is that right?
He did purchase three dinners and donuts one morning.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Julie Halverson, boyfriend Darren Prescott, and co-worker Matthew Howard are suing Stephanie O'Brien for the return of a laptop Julie lent her.
Order. All rise. Now it's case number 470 on the calendar in the matter of Halverson Prescott Howard versus O'Brien.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
What's your last name?
Halverson.
Ms. Halverson, I'm going to deal with you primarily. Which one of you people allegedly owned this computer?
Me, ma'am.
That would be you. Sit down. All right. Ms. Halverson, this is what this case is about. This is boyfriend?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have a couple of children who live with you, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
How many children do you have altogether?
Three.
And how many children live with you?
Two.
How old is the child that doesn't live with you?
21.
How old are the two children that now do reside with you?
12 and 9.
The defendant was a neighbor of yours. You got into some difficulty with Mr. Prescott. That's you.
That's me.
And the difficulty involved some sort of an assault, a hoopla between the two of you. So far, correct?
So far.
Good. Somehow, Miss O'Brien, who was a neighbor of yours, took custody of your two children because otherwise the state was going to take them away. So far, correct?
No.
No.
Well, then tell me, what was she doing with your two children?
She had volunteered to help me with my children while I was going through a personal issue with alcohol.
Otherwise, what was going to happen to your children?
They would have been with me.
Unlikely.
Why?
Well, there was a problem with the police coming to your house, is that right?
That's correct.
How many days were the children with Miss O'Brien without you, Mr. Prescott?
One.
And where were you?
I was in jail.
Right. That's the problem. You see, if she had a problem with alcohol and you were in jail, where were your children going to be?
They could have been with my parents.
But they weren't. Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Well, I wasn't there to make that decision, Your Honor.
I understand that. That's why the state would have made that decision for you.
State was already involved with our family.
That's right. Oh, interesting. State was involved with your family in what way, Mr. Prescott?
We had a child protection worker with our family.
Right.
Before the alleged incident.
Oh, I understand. Mr. Prescott, I was sat in family court for 25 years. I know exactly what I'm talking about. So Okay. Police come to your house. She's in no condition to take custody of minor children. They take you off to jail.
Yep.
What they do is they look for somebody responsible, somebody who steps forward and says, listen, while we're unraveling this, I'm a responsible person. The children can come and stay with me, which is what Miss O'Brien did.
Mm-hmm. Right. She offered that, yes.
You know I'm not crazy about you. You understand that?
That's okay.
She may tolerate whatever you do and may drink in order to tolerate it. I don't. So why don't you just pay careful attention? Because this case really doesn't involve you. It involves Miss Halverson, who wants this computer back. Now, you bought the computer, Miss Halverson, allegedly from him. Is that right?
I was in the process of purchasing it, yes.
Okay. After Miss O'Brien had the children in her house, Mr. Prescott got out of jail. And then Mr. Prescott stayed with Miss O'Brien with the children. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long?
2 weeks.
And can you give me some idea, Miss Halverson, why Mr. Prescott didn't stay in his own house with the two children? These are your two children, right?
That's correct.
Why he didn't stay in his house with the two children rather than stay with Miss O'Brien?
There was a no contact order.
And where were you?
I was in the home.
So you were in the house and you couldn't have the children with you. There was a no contact order that you had against him or that he had against you?
Yes, Your Honor, but...
Yes, what? He had against you or you had against him?
I had against him in a state of drinking. And the children could have stayed with me. I didn't want them to stay with me. I was in no condition to, at that point, take care of my children.
What kind of work do you do, Mr. Prescott?
I'm a machinist.
Do you work full-time?
I do.
When you stayed with Ms. O'Brien for the 2 weeks that you stayed with her, according to Ms. Halverson, Ms. O'Brien said it was longer, but let's say it was 2 weeks.
It was longer.
How long was it?
From approximately October 13th to the 22nd of November.
Did you give Ms. O'Brien any money to help with the support of you and your children?
I did not. I purchased things.
Like what?
Food.
For whom?
The entire family, my children as well as hers.
And how much did you spend on food?
I don't know. It depends, I guess. If you add it all up, $300-$400.
Is that right?
No, Your Honor.
How much money, if any, did Mr. Prescott give you when he lived with you?
There was no money in that form.
Did he buy groceries? Did he take you out for dinner?
He did purchase steaks one night for the three adults and then hot dogs or something for the children. There were donuts one morning. He made chili on a Sunday. There were three meals and one donut purchased in the morning.
And he was there for over a month?
He was there approximately 7 weeks. His period is pretty accurate.
Do you have any proof, Mr. Prescott, of any additional spending that you did in the house?
As far as receipts, no. But okay. I did make more food than she's claiming.
Okay. Now, Ms. O'Brien, would you tell me under what circumstances you got possession of that computer?
There was a phone call shortly after the girls came to the home, and Darren was at that point at the home as well, at our home.
Okay, now Darren came to the house, that's Mr. Prescott, after he was released from jail.
Correct. It was not a day. It was three, I believe.
On what day did this incident take place that caused you to be incarcerated, Mr. Prescott?
The 10th of October.
What jail were you taking to?
The Anoka County Jail.
And on what date were you released?
The 12th of October.
That's 2 days.
Yes.
So that the children weren't with the defendant one day, they were with her 2 days.
Yes.
So you made a mistake.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She drinks for a reason. You're the reason.
She drinks because she has a drinking
problem.
You're
the reason.
I'm not the reason.
Oh, sir, listen, I want to tell you something. If I lived with you...
Yeah.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julie Halverson, boyfriend Darren Prescott, and co-worker Matthew Howard claims Stephanie O'Brien won't return a computer Julie lent her. Stephanie is countersuing for living expenses and for vandalism to her car.
Now, how did it come about, Mr. Prescott, that you went to Miss O'Brien's house?
She asked me to come there.
What do you mean she asked you to come?
I was released. I was residing with my family. She
residing with what family?
My folks.
How far is that from one place to another?
Approximately 7 miles from her home to my family's home.
Why didn't your children come to live with you and your parents?
Convenience.
Whose convenience?
Their friends, their schools were closer.
Well, 7 miles, we're not talking about a 10-hour
ride. The buses,
ride.
Things of that nature.
So it was more convenient for you.
I just said
just
that.
I don't like you, Mr. Prescott. You're causing me not to like you even more. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to rule in the defendant's favor, but you're not helping yourself. You're presenting yourself as a nasty, abusive man. That's how you're presenting yourself.
Well, that's...
I mean, she's presenting herself as, unfortunately, what she is, which is she's someone with an addiction problem.
This was an unfortunate incident that happened in our lives.
Mr. Prescott, if it was an unfortunate incident that happened in your life that you wanted to keep an unfortunate incident, you would have kept it to yourself.
Meaning?
Meaning you wouldn't be here. Meaning exactly that, Mr. Prescott. You wouldn't be here. And you would say this is an unfortunate incident. I stayed at her house instead of staying with my parents, who could have taken your children, according to you, at the very beginning.
Yeah.
She said, what?
I had talked to my worker, and the girls were going to go and stay with Darren's parents and his grandmother of 92 years old. And with everything we were going through and his father being very, very ill, she had come to me and volunteered to help me.
Very good. And if she volunteered to help you, now she's telling me...
I gave her money.
Who gave her money?
I gave her money several times, ma'am. I gave her $20 a week plus $40 two different times for food.
You gave her $20 a week?
And my children both came and helped her take tons and tons of food saved food from my freezer downstairs.
Listen to me, Ms. Halverson. How did she get custody of the computer?
She's seen it in my home. I wasn't using it then because we couldn't afford the internet.
How long had you had it and you weren't using
About
it?
About 2 weeks. And she said she would love to have one of those for school. And I said, for you helping me with my children, I will let you borrow it, but it's not mine, so it needs to be returned when the girls come back.
We were in the process of purchasing it.
I'm not speaking to you.
Well, I'm helping.
I'm not speaking to you.
I hadn't paid for it yet. The agreement was when the girls were returned, so was the laptop.
Was that your agreement?
No, Your Honor.
You want to tell me, Miss O'Brien, how you got custody of that computer?
Phone conversation one evening with Julie, and she...
Where were the children at the time?
At my home.
How long had the children been at your home when you had this conversation?
Maybe a week and a half, Your Honor.
So Mr. Prescott was there as well?
Correct.
And she called you from her house?
Correct.
You know she has a drinking problem?
Yes.
Was she drinking when she called you?
I don't believe so. I had a very hard time telling when she was lying to me about her drinking.
Okay, go ahead.
During the course of the conversation, the laptop was brought up. She informed me that she knew somebody who rebuilt them or something along those lines. And I said, that would be fantastic. I'm going back to school. I would love one. I said, can you talk to this Matt and ask him how much it would cost me? And she said, oh, no, you can have mine. And I said, no, that's fine. I'd actually preferred a new one. She said, no, she would get it ready for me in the morning. I was pretty sure it wouldn't happen because Julie sometimes said things and then either didn't remember she said them or just didn't follow through. The next morning after I dropped the children off at school, I always came back to check on Julie to make sure she was fine and not drinking before I headed off to school. She had the laptop at the door and told me that there's the laptop, you're welcome to have it.
Now, when you brought the laptop home, Mr. Prescott was there?
Yes.
He was there during the time the computer was in your home for at least, according to you, another 4 weeks, according to him, at least another week and a half?
Correct.
Now, stand. How old are you?
I am 22.
Who do you live with?
My parents.
What kind of a computer do you have?
The laptop in question is a Toshiba laptop.
I didn't ask you about the laptop in question. I said, what kind of a computer do you have?
I have a laptop and a desktop at home.
What kind of a laptop do you have?
Another Toshiba.
When did you get the Toshiba that you have at home? Don't look down.
Right,
look here. When did you get the Toshiba?
About, I would say, 4 or 5 months ago. My mother purchased it for family usage.
Did she purchase it new?
Yes.
So you have a new laptop that you got about 5 months ago, is that right?
Yes, my family does, yes.
You have a new laptop.
It's not technically mine, Your Honor.
Where is it kept?
No. Yes.
Where is the laptop kept?
In my mother's room, usually.
And when it's not in your mother's room, where is it?
The family room.
Is there any other computer in the house?
My little brother has his own laptop as well.
And how old is he?
15. 16.
And what kind of laptop does your little brother have, who's 15 or 16?
He has a Toshiba laptop, ma'am.
And when did he get his?
He got it 2 months ago from my older brother.
So he gave your younger brother his?
Yes.
Because you had one?
Yes, ma'am.
On what date did Miss Halverson take possession of your computer?
I don't know an exact date. It'd be like the middle of September toward the end of September.
Of 2010. Now, you already had your new computer at that time.
Yes, Your Honor.
Very good. Now you can sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you egg her car?
No, I did not.
Who did?
I have no idea.
You don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Julie Halverson, boyfriend Darren Prescott, and co-worker Matthew Howard claims Stephanie O'Brien won't return a laptop. Stephanie claims the computer was a gift for doing Julie and Darren a favor.
Miss O'Brien, I want you to listen to me very carefully. The computer is going back to Miss Halverson because I think she did not have the capacity to make a gift to you. And when I say she didn't have the capacity, I think that she has a severe alcohol problem. And you understand it, which is why the children were really at your house. So I don't think it's appropriate for you to accept a gift from her, having had the suspicion that she might not know what she's doing. So, Bert, we're going to take that computer and put it over there on that side of the table, if you would. Thank you. Now we're going to get to Miss O'Brien's counterclaim. Ms. O'Brien is seeking the living expenses that she expended for both Mr., not even Mr. Prescott, because I can't place a price tag on what his expenses were at your house, but I can for the necessaries for his children. Now, do you want to tell me, please, Ms. O'Brien, what it is that you spent on the children during the time that they were with you?
We gave a hat and gloves to the youngest daughter who did not have any. It was cold.
When you say you gave them, did you purchase them?
Yes. They had been purchased previously, not for this, but yes, we had purchased them previously.
What else?
We borrowed a jacket to the oldest daughter that never came home.
It was returned the next day.
Just a second. You lent, yes.
Yes.
You lent. Don't speak out. I'm not talking to you.
In addition, there was damage to the carpet downstairs from the youngest daughter playing with paint. I have pictures.
I'm not interested in that. You invited them into the house. That's what happens with young children.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We provided food. They showered daily, did not bring their own shampoo and conditioner. We washed their laundry.
Bird, would you ask him to uncross his hands, please? Did you have an arrangement with either Ms. Halverson or Mr. Prescott to reimburse you for any of the expenses for the children?
Yes, we did.
Tell me about the arrangement.
The conversation...
was with whom?
Was with Darren, and it was after the egging of our truck.
Which has nothing to do with this. Boy, you're going to let her bring that up, and it has no bearing on...
It's in her answer, sir, and it's in her counterclaim.
Really?
Do you want to look at it?
Yeah, I've never been served with a copy of it.
Because actually, you weren't the one who she's claiming egged the truck.
I know who she's claiming egged the truck,
absolutely,
and she was at work at the time.
Absolutely right.
And well, that can be proved. Go ahead, Your Honor.
She drinks for a reason. You're the reason.
She drinks because she has a drinking
problem.
You're
the reason.
I'm not the reason.
Oh, sir, listen, I want to tell you something. If I lived with you, I don't know.
That's pretty funny,
It's not to me. I want to say something. It's not to me.
No, I'm not knocking it off.
You want to tell me, please, Miss O'Brien, put him out.
Yeah.
Sometimes, Mr. Prescott, ladies get the last word.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay. You see how fair I am? Did you get your computer back? Did you get the computer back?
Yes, thank you.
Did you egg her car?
No, I did not.
Who did?
I have no idea.
You don't know.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No.
Mm-hmm. Miss O'Brien, are you still her neighbor?
Yes.
Do you have any contact with her?
No.
Do you have any contact with Mr. Prescott?
No.
Was he the same kind of belligerent oaf when he lived with you?
No, he was not. I'm very surprised at the way he's behaved since he's gone home.
Since he's gone home?
I believe they feed off of each other.
Well, somebody's making them behave that way. Unfortunately, there are two children that live with them. Those two children still live with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Very unfortunate. Miss O'Brien, sometimes no good deed goes unpunished. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Your lawsuit is for necessaries. I don't believe that there was an agreement when you did a very charitable thing and took in the two children while they were going through a bad period. I think that you were fond of Ms. Halverson. According to your own statement, you actually went into her house to check on her after you took the children to school because you were concerned about her. I don't know whether that's true or not. But they were staying with their father at your house.
Correct. We felt that it was best that they have one parent with them.
I know what you felt. And courts don't, at this point, indulge in if he bought three steaks or four steaks or made chili for the whole family once or twice or bought hot dogs on two or three occasions. We don't do that. We don't have time for that. You have the computer back because I don't believe that you had the capacity when you turned it over to the defendant to make a gift to her. You want to give it back to the person who you say you haven't paid for it. That's totally up to you. And Ms. O'Brien, I'm dismissing your counterclaim. That's all. Thank you.
Excuse me. Step out, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Sir, this way.
And on the next Judge Judy.
Sir.
I'm just disappointed that Stephanie had to go to such extremes.
After getting to know Julie, it doesn't surprise me, and Darren even said that I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and I guess those were words I should have heeded.
I am the type of person that would give anybody anything.
Julie actually stated that I was having an affair with her husband.
I thought was a good friend.
This was never about a laptop. this was about revenge and of something that was untrue.
I hope that, you know, she'll give me the chance to say I'm sorry, which she never did.
Our plan from this point on is hopefully to not have any further contact whatsoever.